Five Ways Krishna is Kripasindhu, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, in this way, Brahma, the master of this universe, after offering humble and respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and circumambulating him three times, was ready to return to his abode known as Brahmaloka. By his gesture, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gave him permission to return. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 14.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that one name for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Kripasindhu. This means an ocean of mercy. The evidence is available for anyone who wants to see it. That is to say, an in-depth study of Shastra is not required to come to the realization of the fact. There is ample sunlight. Rain falls on the field. There is the field itself. There is sufficient yield of food to eat. Even if a person thinks they have nothing, they have their arms and legs. They would never dream of selling these body parts. They are priceless, in that sense. These are gifts from God. Man cannot produce an equivalent on nearly the same level. There is also supporting evidence from the recorded history passed forward to the modern day. We have information on the Supreme Lord's transcendental activities in his descent as Sri Krishna, where he showed mercy from beginning to end. 1. Gave darshana to Devaki and Vasudeva. They are the parents to whom Krishna appeared. They were in a troubled state. Held against their will in prison, guilty of being at the wrong place at the wrong time, when a voice from the sky spoke to Kamsa, they had already lost many of their children. Not only did Krishna appear as their eighth child to rescue them, but he also blessed the couple with the divine vision of Narayana. The four-handed form of Vishnu proved to the parents that this child was different, that they finally had a way out of Kamsa's tyranny. 2. Allowed Yashoda to bind him. Krishna spent the childhood years as the son of Nanda and Yashoda. They lived in Gokul, and though they were only foster parents, the relationship was as strong as could be. Krishna played as an ordinary child, but delighting in a way that filled the heart with joy. Fulfilling her obligations as mother, Yashoda once tried to punish Krishna for naughty behavior. She tried to bind him to a mortar for a brief period of time, so that he would not run away. No matter how much rope Yashoda procured, it always ended up short. They couldn't reach to the other side to bring the knot together. She was two finger widths short. The Supreme Lord was so merciful that he finally consented to the proposal. He allowed Yashoda to bind him. The ropes suddenly became long enough. This facilitated the pastime that led to the eventual name of Damodara, where Krishna liberated two demigods who had been cursed to live as trees. 3. Forgave Indra for Govardhan Puja. Indra is the king of heaven. He is on the side of the Suras. He is supposed to be one of the good guys. As a reward for his responsibility, Indra receives his share of sacrificial offerings. It is a healthy system for everyone involved.
Annad bhavanti bhutani. Parjanyad anna sambhava. Yagyad bhavti parjanyo. Yagya karma smudbhava.
Quote, all living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rain. Rains are produced by performance of yagya, sacrifice, and yagya is born of prescribed duties. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.14.
The people of earth maintain attention to worship and honor. The people of heaven reciprocate with sufficient rainfall. Everyone wins and there is no reason for a rivalry. Except one year Krishna persuaded the residents of Gokul to worship the nearby Govardhan hill instead. Krishna knew what he was doing. One way to measure character is to see how someone responds to provocation. Indra failed the test in that instance. He retaliated against the people with lethal punishment. He couldn't stand that they skipped the yajna in his honor that one year. He sent devastating rain to the Govardhan area as a form of punishment. Krishna thwarted disaster by lifting Govardhan Hill and using it as an umbrella. Indra finally realized the folly of his ways. He approached Krishna and apologized. The Supreme Lord did not hold the offense against the perpetrator. 4. Forgave Brahma for stealing the cowherd boys. Lord Brahma is the creator. He is known as Svayambhu because his birth is not in the ordinary way. It occurs through the lotus stem that emerges from the lotus-like navel of Vishnu. Within Krishna Leela, Brahma fell from his standing. He played a trick on Krishna, stealing cowherd boys and cows when no one was looking. Krishna managed to save the situation, and Brahma finally realized the folly of his ways. Krishna did not hold the offense against Brahma. 5. Spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Bhagavad Gita is a famous scriptural text of the Vedic tradition, but it did not have to be spoken at the time that it was. Krishna was under no obligation to help Arjuna. The leading bow warrior of the Pandava side could have fended for himself. He could have reached a decision on his own. Since Arjuna is a devotee, Krishna did not leave him without support. Bhagavad Gita was to review information that Arjuna already knew, to reach a standard already exhibited. No matter how much a person may forget, Krishna never does. He remembers even a single good deed done in his honor. In closing, like ocean of mercy flowing, to help wherever going, like to parents in prison cell, Gita to Arjuna to tell, allowing Yashoda with rope binding, Govardhan as umbrella finding, no matter the fall unfolding, Krishna enmity not holding.